throb. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
People of Biafra, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are welcoming you to the AM version, the good morning version of Radio Biafra Live Transmission from here in Ugu, the capital city of this very sceptred and blessed land that we are fighting all we can to free from the clutches of Satan, of evil, of darkness and iniquity. Wherever you are, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. It is now the turn of those of you in the USA to have your sleep. We welcome each and every one of you, and as we do so, without fail, we ask you to also tell other people that you are listening to Radio Biafra. One thing I find distressing is our lack of longevity. Anytime we pursue a particular campaign, we become fatigued very easily. Sometimes I wonder how we are going to face all the armies arrayed before us, all the enemies, all the conspirators before us. I don't know why we cannot be resilient. I can't understand why we can't go on doing the same thing until the desired result is accomplished. That is why this very struggle for the past nearly 16 years hasn't gone anywhere, because we do not know how to persevere. We don't know how to stand pressure, be it physical or mental. When we say you tell your friends about Radio Biafra and your family and relatives, we mean you do it every blessed day. Not when you think the time is right, not when you think there is a breaking news or breaking story that will make what we are doing appear more palatable or more acceptable. You do it every blessed day. You go out, you evangelize, you go out and you preach. That is how this very message is going to permeate every nook and cranny. That is how people can begin to absorb what is here for them, which is the gospel of redemption, the gospel of hope, the gospel that will restore our country to its former glory, the gospel that will, more importantly, take us closer to Chukwu Abiyama. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiyama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, When I welcome you, you welcome other people. And how do you do it? You inbox them, you send them messages, you put it on your timeline, you use WhatsApp, you use BlackBerry, you send them email, you use phone calls, anything you can do. You must continue to inform our people about the existence of Radio Biafra and what we are doing to restore our country. Because they have spent over 50 years being fed garbage by Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba dominated media. It is our turn and our time to cleanse their brain. We are not talking about preparing them for the Biafra that is to come. We have to first of all cleanse them. Somehow, we have to make them clean and worthy to serve their country, Biafra. That is why, regardless of who you are and where you are joining us from, you are privileged to be listening to the widest received, widest listened to indigenous broadcaster anywhere in the world. If you are listening to Radio Biafra, you are privileged because here you will receive the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If you are listening to Radio Biafra, that means you are very special because you are called in spirit to seek that which rightfully belongs to you. If you are listening to Radio Biafra, you are indeed blessed because Chukwu Abiama is your God. Here, every blessed day without fail, every blessed day without hesitation, we offer our praise and our thanks to the one and only Almighty God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, the beginning and the end of our lives, he that determined that we should come to Chukwu Abiama, for his mercy, for how he is guiding and will guide us into this land that he promised us. Our Moses has come and gone. It is left for this very generation to do what Joshua did, which is to take us into this very promised land. That promised land is freedom. We occupy a piece of land already. Therefore, what we seek is not physical. Therefore, what we seek is more spiritual than anything else. That is why this freedom we are talking about is our promised land. We want to be free like peoples all over the world. We want to be free as befitting civilized people. We want to be free that we may be able to pursue our way of life, our value system, and develop it that it may serve us in return. We don't want corruption. We don't want nepotism. We do not want arrested development. We do not want backwardness. We abhor primitivity. We abhor the uncivilized conduct of people and those of them that surround us in this very abominable entity they call Nigeria. This very hopeless contraption that was built by one man and one man alone, founded to serve an interest which is far removed from our way of life. That interest is the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Therefore, you must ask people to go to www.radiobiafra.co. You must ask them to go to biafrarestoration.com. Ask them to go to biafravoice.com. Ask them to go to biafratelevision.co. Ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. And it is the duty of everybody who is in the diaspora. If you have your uncles, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers here, it is incumbent upon you also to ensure that they are able to receive Radio Biafra via satellite. Ask them to please contact our line. If you cannot do this yourself, ask them to please phone Radio Biafra office line. Ask them to request that satellite be installed for them. And we shall do so. If you want to do it yourself, you call our office line. Somebody will answer and tell you what to do. It costs 32,000 naira and we will have it installed. And also very soon, as we keep promising you, our television will be coming on that very platform as well. That is why we ask you, we urge you, we implore you, please, wherever you are, to ensure that your people here, back in Biafra land, back in any part of the zoo or Africa, that they receive Radio Biafra live on satellite, on Amos 5 satellite, being transmitted through MyTV Strong Decoder. All you need to do is to point your dish 17 degrees east, and you will receive Radio Biafra. We are the only indigenous broadcaster that is capable of broadcasting on satellite, regardless of how meager our budget is. We are the only people projecting the voice of the displaced, the dispossessed, those who are being deported, those of them who are being bombed, those of them who are being wasted in terms of their lives and their property all over the zoo. We are the only people representing the interest of the downtrodden. We are the only people championing in truth and honesty the cause that will restore Biafra to its full glory. That is why we welcome you. That is why we ask you not to relent. Do not become fatigued. If you are doing something and there is no interest immediately, you must continue that thing you are doing until you get the result that you deserve and the result that you desire. Don't give up. We do not give up. The editorial board of Radio Biafra can never give up. The indigenous people of Biafra being represented by every department that has been created, being represented by the officers serving in them, will not relent. I don't know why our people do not have the mental capacity to sustain a campaign for a long time. That is what we are doing. We are sustaining a campaign for a long time without compromise, without corruption, without prevaricating, without retreating nor surrendering. We are pursuing this very enterprise, ensuring that in all that we do not compromise the essence of why we are here. We don't compromise Biafra. We don't deal with Nigerian politicians, regardless of their coloration. We do not deal with people that have compromised this struggle. We do not unite with those whose interest is here to serve APC, to serve Islamic Northern Zoological Republic, to serve all those who are hell-bent on bringing harm and evil to us. We do not compromise. We don't unite for the sake of it. We don't need to unite for the sake of it. We are here to get our country in truth and honesty. That is why we are incorruptible. That is why we are unbribable. That is why we cannot leave what we are doing. That is why every energy, that is why every resource, nothing will be spared in our pursuit. Every life, everything that is needed to accomplish this very wonderful kingdom of God on this earth called Biafra will be done in our lifetime between now and next year to ensure that this glorious kingdom comes. We must ensure that it comes. We are here as Biafrans, and we are going to complete and finish this very task as Biafrans. We are not going to change our way. We are not going to soften for anybody or group of persons. We are here to speak the truth. If you do the right thing, we praise you. If you do the wrong thing, then Mechukwu Abiama help you, because we will shred you to pieces. We are here to expose all the flaws and evil. If you know anything we have done that is worthy of exposure, please try and do so. All we are asking you is not to dabble into meaningless gossip. If you have anything remotely meaningful you wish to present, please endeavor to do so. We run an interactive session because we want the truth to be spoken at all times without fear or favor. We do not know those that call us. We do not screen our calls. If you like or if you're too afraid, please use a private line to call us. Withhold your number if you prefer. We will take your call. And once we take your call, the whole world will be listening to you. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Enugu, the capital city of this very blessed land. We are also transmitting to the entirety of humanity. Therefore, if you call Radio Biafra in one country, the whole world will be able to hear you. We are the largest community online anywhere in the world. We are the most listened to indigenous broadcaster. Every government of the world, everybody who is remotely interested in understanding the truth coming from this part of the world, they tune into Radio Biafra. They may hide to listen to it. They may even be ashamed of themselves having listened to it and having been exposed. But one thing is constant, and that is truth. Another thing that is also constant is the coming of Biafra, because we will not fail nor relent until Biafra gets here. That is why we are preparing everybody. Every person is being prepared. We are preparing you for what is to come. We are making it known to you that you should not at any stage during this very process, contemplate surrendering, contemplate withdrawing from what you're doing. You must continue. That is why we got to where we are today, because we are resilient. We are very, very resilient. That is what we expect in each and every one of you. I am not going to fall nor falter. I do not expect the editorial board to fall nor falter. And if you want us to march hand in hand to go and get Biafra, we don't expect you to fall nor falter. Very, very important. If it is the truth, we speak it. Regardless of how bitter, how unpalatable it is, we just don't give a damn. As long as it is the truth, it must be spoken. This bondage, this spell of ignorance and degradation must be brought to an end. It is incumbent upon us, this very generation, those of you privileged to be listening to Radio Biafra, to be able to do all that you can within your power and your capacity to ensure that Biafra comes. If you want to join our live interactive session, the number to call is +234 810090459 When our lines open, this is the number to call, +234 810090459 I was not able or in a position to anchor the program last night. The task you asked us to do is exactly what we are doing. We went for a very important negotiation regarding how we are going to defend ourselves with every arsenal available. That meeting took too long and we finished very, very late. Our vehicle was stuck somewhere along the line, but eventually we made it back and we are here today, this very morning, broadcasting this gospel of redemption to the entirety of humanity. We don't intend to relent. We don't ask you to relent either. Ask your friends, ask your family to go to satellite. We are on satellite. Ask them to go to the internet. We are on radiobiafra.co. Ask them to go to their mobile phones. We have our bespoke app, Radio Biafra. Go and download it for free. We are here to serve you and do nothing else. And that is precisely what we're going to do this morning and beyond. We'll go on to bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary before we open our lines. If your friends are joining you, if you are informing people and they wish to participate in our program this very morning, please ask them to take this number down, +234 810090459 I repeat, +234 810090459 As we said, there are only two types of people we know for certain engages in freedom fighting. Number one are those that volunteered themselves to serve in the army of Biafra. The second one are those that support and sponsor every activity that we do. You must belong to one of these categories. One of them you must belong to. Either you are a soldier or you are a financial contributor. We are not asking you not to call to air your views, because this is Radio Biafra. We allow people to say what is on their mind. We do not censor people. You come on Radio Biafra and you speak as you wish. That is not stopping you from participating in the restoration of your land. What we are saying is that you must speak somewhere where you belong to. And that very place must be either as a soldier or somebody who contributes towards what we are doing. We are welcoming you. And as always, as we welcome you, we ask you to welcome all the people as well. This is Radio Biafra. Our headlines today are not too numerous, but one thing is for certain is that we are going to do justice to what we have to present to you this very morning. We are reporting that the menace of Hausa Fulani headsmen, Hausa Fulani cattlemen, is still ongoing. It is still raging. And it is our duty to try and stop them every effort to ensure that we stop Hausa Fulani people from further encroachment into our land, from further occupation of this very blessed land, is what we are doing at this very moment. Everything humanly possible we are doing to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. We are reporting this very morning. This is a live radio Biafra presentation from our capital here in Enugu. The time now is 17 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning on this very day, the 13th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. This is not a recorded program. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are coming to you from our capital here in Enugu. Very shortly, our lines will open. I will tell you when to start calling to contribute your views and your opinion towards what we are doing, how we are going to restore Biafra, and what is required of each and every one of us to ensure that Biafra comes to reality. Our people must learn. They must understand perseverance. That is what we are here to teach you. And in turn, we also learn from you. We are reporting today that the menace, that the problem that is the Hausa Fulani cattlemen is still ongoing. Some people are writing in their editorial that we are facing a challenge, the challenge of Fulani headsmen. Everybody is concerned. People are dying. People are being killed. Farmlands are being laid waste and desolate. Fathers are being killed. Mothers are being raped because of the activities of Fulani headsmen who have come as the advance guard, the advance party of Boko Haram. They are in our place. They are in Enugu. They are in Imo State. They are in Ebonyi. They are wreaking havoc every blessed place that they go to. Here we are in trouble, and we are letting the whole world know that our land is under occupation by Fulani headsmen. We are peace-loving people. How long this peace will endure, we do not know. They are here. Those of them that sent them must come and take them. We just don't talk about these things. We intend to do something about it. We are asking them to please leave our territory, to stop what they are doing. It is continuing. The only way to drive them away is for us to become armed the way they are armed, is for us to meet fire with fire, to go and confront these people, to let them know that this land belongs to Biafrans for eternity, that this is the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. We must make that very, very clear to them. And if you also wish to make this clear to them, the number to call is +234 8100 904599. Our Skype line is also open. It is Radio Biafra. Simply Radio Biafra. Once you add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, if you call us, we should be able to take your call. Once the lines open, we shall inform you. We are reporting today on the challenges posed by Fulani cattle headers or cattle rearers, depending on how you see them. And now the Sultan, this very person, the embodiment and personification of evil himself, is now advising the Zulu government to swap Chibok girls with detainees, the non-existent Chibok girls. A whole Sultan, as they will have us believe, is asking the government of the Zulu to compromise. That goes to show that this man knows what they are doing. Boko Haram came to kill, they came to pillage, they came to rape without provocation. They want to spread Islam. And the head of Islam and one of their patrons, the very people giving them spiritual guidance and encouragement to continue what they're doing, the Sultan of Sokoto, is now saying that the Chibok girls, the non-existent phantom Chibok girls, should be swapped. That they should be swapped for Boko Haram detainees. What did Boko Haram do? They have come to kill, to force everybody to become Muslim. That's what they're doing. They are from the Wahhabist Sufi sect of Islam, the Sunni sect of Islam, intent on Islamizing the whole world by force. It is quite unfortunate that the so-called Western leaders cannot see it. Their policy of appeasement for petrodollar, their policy of appeasing Saudi Arabia for oil, their policy of appeasing Muslims everywhere in the world has led to us suffering it. That is why today the Sultan has the temerity to go out and to say to the world that we should swap Chibok girls. That doesn't exist. They fabricated the abduction, and I like the role that we Biafrans played in stopping them from doing that, in stopping them from continuing with the lies and the deceit. I like the role that we played in ensuring that this whole nonsense about Chibok girls has been played down. How many governments of the world talk about Chibok girls today? They have come to the realization that it is fake. Now they are asking us to use the fake girls that doesn't exist to try to release prisoners. That has been their plan from day one. As we told you a few weeks ago, now that is also coming to pass. That is why when you come to Radio Biafra, anything you hear here is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are reporting that the challenges posed by Hausa Fulani herdsmen is still ongoing. We are reporting that the Sultan is advising Jonathan to swap Chibok girls, which is a lie. There are no girls missing. They are asking them to release Boko Haram members. They have released over 600 before. They gave them money. They used the money to go and buy Hilux jeeps to go and attack more places and ransack more villages. They want more money. These are the Hausa Fulani people that control the oil revenue. Now, they want you to pay what is left to terrorists and to killers. President Jonathan is now lamenting the anti-democratic forces working against his re-election next year, 2015. President Goodluck Jonathan, anti-democratic forces working against 2015 polls, where we said there will be no election here. We don't intend to participate because there is no meaning to it, no rhythm or rhyme to it. Why must we participate in an election that will only enslave us even further? National Conference delegates are asking for the removal of immunity clause for the president, governors, and other elected officers. I thought they went there to discuss how the country will be good, but they have now turned into lawmakers, and I ask myself if this is such a very wonderful law to enact or to promulgate or to formulate, why isn't the Senate doing it? Why isn't the House of Reps doing it? That goes to show that we are all in a zoo. We are in one massive cage constructed by a Scottish white man, Frederick Lugard. We are animals in this very zoo, and the only way to bring ourselves out of it is through Biafra. And nothing else. Only Biafra can save us. Only Biafra can redeem us. That is why we are doing everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes. They are telling us that they want to remove the immunity for the president, governors, and other elected officers. We are also reporting by way of drawing inference and to portray and showcase the relevance of the Igbo in the Nigerian abominable political contraption. The thing they call politics here is designed to subjugate and enslave you. We are reporting today that no major positions from the Igbo as APC, the All People's Congress, holds its national convention. These are the people that they wanted us to vote for. These are the people that they came to Anambra seeking to be the governor, where we are irrelevant to the core. It is here for all to see. It has nothing to do with Biafra, I know that for sure, but it has everything to do with the irrelevance of the Igbo man and woman in the politics of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It is here. Very, very clear for all to see. And now, the news in greater detail. The government of the zoo is being suggested must urgently act and summon the political will to forge a lasting solution to the Fulani herdsmen and their host farmer clashes to prevent its escalation into tribal wars and to avoid and avert further loss of lives and property. Recently, there have been escalations of reported attacks by Fulani herdsmen who brutally killed the natives of Eziago here in Enugu State. invaded our farmland, including our women, our children, raping them, abducting them, and not just here, but across the entire zoological republic. The Fulani herdsmen are armed with sophisticated weapons. They usually attack their target, which are the communities, at the time they are most vulnerable, such as at midnight or on Sundays when they are in their churches. They kill people indiscriminately, mostly women and children. They burn houses and loot property. If you doubt what we are saying, please call somebody who's in Eziago. This is happening right now as we speak. Their invasion is still ongoing. In Enugu State, in Imo State, in Delta State, in Benue, in Taraba, in Cross River State, in Nasarawa, in Plateau, in Kaduna, in Katsina, they have been hit lately by devastating attacks by Fulani herdsmen with heavy toll in human lives and property and still counting their losses. Most worrisome is the brutality and impunity with which the assailants operate without regard for the law and the sanctity of life, coupled with the inability of the Nigerian police and even the military task force to defend the victims mercilessly slaughtered in their homeland. This is what is happening here. We want the world to know. We are broadcasting that the world may know what is happening to us, that the ferocity, the brutality, the mayhem brought about by Hausa Fulani cattlemen into our lands is too worrisome to narrate in detail. Women are being raped in Eziago as we speak. Those women gave birth to children who are their children. Are you from Eziago? Are you one of the people affected by this? We are dying here. We are being killed. And that is why we need to arm ourselves. That is why we need to become armed in order for us to defend our land. This is Radio Biafra AM transmission. We come 2 times every blessed day, 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening. This is the 7 a.m. version of our transmission going out to the whole world. We are here to inform, to educate you, and we are here today informing you and making you aware of the devastation we are living under. That Hausa Fulani cattlemen, they are here with sophisticated weapons, and our vigilantes cannot go out to meet them. Not our Biafran vigilantes, no. Those of them formed by the Igwes and the chiefs and the kings of the various autonomous communities. Because the sophistication or the sophistry of the weaponry being carried by Hausa Fulani headsmen outclass what we have in our possession. That is why we must come together. That is why we must group together to ensure we go and meet these people head on. Very, very important. The killing is continuing. Earlier this month, even these very few days gone by, there were savage attacks by suspected Fulani herdsmen who killed hundreds of people in Benue, touched their houses and sacked communities and occupied them. When they come, they occupy your land. This is what is going to happen to us unless we do something about it, unless we come out and say that enough is enough. We are also reporting today that the shame and humiliation of your average Igbo Nigerian continues. We are reporting that speculations that the mega opposition party, the All People's, All Progressives Alliance, APC, might not give any of its major position to Ndi will prove prophetic when the party yesterday announced its zoning arrangement ahead of today's national convention scheduled to hold in Abuja, the Nigeria capital. Zoned to the southeast are the positions of, listen for it, National Organizing Secretary, National Auditor, Deputy Finance Secretary, and Deputy Women Leader. Not even Women Leader. You are not even worthy to produce Women Leader. You are not worthy to even produce the Vice Chairman of the party. What you have zoned to you is the Organizing Secretary. Not the Secretary of the party, but Organizing Secretary. You see why we stopped APC in Anambra. You see why we fought tooth and nail to ensure that this Islamization agenda through political means, Boko Haram having been checkmated, so to speak, They are now using politics, and APC is that vehicle with which Islam will come to you. If you are in APC, you are an agent of Islam. If you are in APC like Rocha Sokorocha, you are working for the destabilization of this very place. You are working to destroy the children of God. You are working to hand us over to our enemies. That is what they are doing. It is very clear for all to see that APC have no regard for you. You don't exist. They are here to Islamize you. The same thing they did to Adakaboro, the same thing they did to Ken Seruwa, is what they are going to do to Rotimi Amaechi. Chibika Amaechi, the same thing will happen to him. The governor of Rivers State, thinking that he's dining with his friends, the Hausa Fulani people, flying all over the place in private jets, all of them, from money they stole from the poor masses. One day they shall pay for it, and when that time comes, there will be no mercy nor compromise. We are making it clear to them. President Goodluck Jonathan has said there are some anti-democratic forces working to truncate the 2015 elections. The president spoke yesterday at the All Political Parties Summit at the International Conference Center in Abuja. The summit was organized by the Office of the Special Advisor on Inter-Party Affairs, Senator Ben Obi. Jonathan urged Nigerians to ensure that such forces do not exploit the system's weakness to perpetrate evil. So Jonathan understands that there are institutional weaknesses in his administration. He understands that the democracy being practiced by these animals in the zoo that they call Nigeria, that these animals do not know how to run a country, that there are weaknesses in the system. Jonathan himself is admitting that the zoo is failing. Jonathan himself knows that he, the president of the Zoological Republic, is a failure. That is why these weaknesses are there. That is why they are powerless to prevent it from occurring in the future. That is why they are impotent to stem it from spreading even right now as we speak. He said, this is Jonathan, there are still very remorseless anti-democratic forces operating in the political system. They are ready to exploit lapses in the management of our political and electoral processes. Some of these forces may indeed, during the forthcoming elections, use their lifestyle to truncate the nation's hard-won democratic liberty. But dear compatriots, with respect to the 2015 elections in particular and our journey as a nation in general, we must never allow these negative forces to prevail. Jonathan said the conduct and utterances of some prominent politicians were heightening tension in the land. According to him, the security situation in the zoo will better be addressed by a united political class. In other words, those of them with oil money, those of them with oil wells, those of them selling oil and gas every blessed day, they are the political class. Nobody knows if they are politicians or if they are businessmen. They are the ones responsible for the mess and the mayhem that everybody is in. They are the ones who are here telling you that they want to do all they can to ensure the continuation of this very abominable enclave they call the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. They are the ones ensuring that things are bad. They are the ones ensuring that you live in perpetual poverty. They are the ones ensuring that every evil that can be done or brought about is being done and is being brought about in your lives. That is why we must continue what we are doing to expose the evil machinations of those of them who are hell-bent on destroying the purpose of the children of God on this very planet Earth. That is why we must continue. That is why our work is relentless. And that is why we are informing Good Lord Jonathan today that the zoo has failed. You have acknowledged it, that there are systemic weakness. You have weaknesses in the system. Who is that weakness? That weakness is you. And that is the reason why we must continue what we are doing until the zoo falls. It must fall. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission, all the way from our capital here, Enugu, in Biafra land. And we welcome and continue to welcome all our new listeners. And we continue to report on this very day that the National Conference delegates deliberating in Abuja, another speakathon, another sleepathon where people go to sleep rather than deliberate. They have come up with something they are not supposed to discuss. They are saying that the immunity clause for the president, the governors, and other elected officers must be removed, which is very correct, of course. because that is why they commit impunity. That is why they use your money meant to pay the school fees of your children to go and buy private jets. That is why they do everything within their capacity to loot the treasury dry. That is why when they are sick, they travel abroad for medical treatment. That is why when they are sick, they send their children abroad. That is why when their children are sick, they go and buy baby parts. They go and buy children, cut those kids up and use their organs to go and transplant into their own children. That is why they travel in a convoy. That is why they are not accountable to anybody. That is why you are in the mess you are in today. And it is our duty to expose it. The sooner they do this, the better. That is the news headlines for today and accompanying news summary. If you have anything to say, you must say it. The number to contact should you wish to speak live on air is +234 8100904 599. I repeat, +234 8100904 599. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct, and we hope and fervently hope that our transmission is reaching you wherever you are. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype is simply Radio Biafra. If you add us on your Skype contact list and you call us, we should be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra, and we are welcoming you from wherever you are on this planet Earth. The number to call once again remains +234 8100904 599. We are testing the determination. We are testing the readiness of our people to go out and get what is rightfully theirs. We want our people to understand that the march towards the restoration of Biafra is relentless. We want to ensure that we inform them that unless we are resilient, unless we are steadfast in what we are doing, there is no way that Biafra is going to come. This is Radio Biafra. Please, 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 wherever you are, if you have not volunteered to join the army, you must be doing all that you can within your capacity to ensure that Biafra comes. And the only way you can do that is by supporting either financially or by contributing yourself. If you cannot do anything else, we are here to do what is right, and we are here to inform the whole world that this killing of our people must come to an end, that what they are doing to ensure the destruction of the children of God will no longer be tolerated. It will no longer be tolerated. This is Radio Biafra. I believe that all our systems are good to go, that everything is working. If you want to call Radio Biafra to speak live on air, if you have anything at all to contribute in any way, shape or form towards what we are doing, because this is the only place where we learn from our listeners and our listeners learn from us. We know for certain, I can see the signals here. I don't know what is wrong with our systems. Your calls are not coming through. They can't come through. I don't know. I'm looking at the systems here and the monitors. I don't know what could conceivably be wrong. I cannot see anything coming through here. I can't see it because even the Skype line, there is something wrong with it. I don't know exactly what is happening, but we shall try and fix it. I don't know if we have managed to do so. We have a caller on Skype. I presume your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. We have a caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello?
Yes, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from Enugu. Go ahead.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Jim Obi Chimoli. I'm calling from Malaysia. I'm from Imo State.
From Malaysia. Which part of Imo State are you from?
I'm from Ehimembana.
Ehimembana, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead. Say what you have to say.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. There is something that I want to ask you, and before I add my own, what I want to say, sir.
Go ahead.
I know that when you are saying about our boys that can join a military.
Yes, go ahead.
I can say that No, when I was in Nigeria before I traveled, I know that we have enough capable boys that can do that for them. And I'm still good to go. And I'll still assure you that if that will be a problem, that will not be our problem from my own side, because we know that we are good to go. We are highly good to go. And we know that we cannot support that. I'm a youth. I have never married. I'm in Malaysia, and I'm still ready to prepare myself to be one of the members of Brass Soldiers today. If any time we needed us, and I must arrive to be one of us there. I still have the mind right from time when I was born. That will not be our problem. But I still want to know one thing, sir. Please don't be offended.
Go ahead.
Those are our Mazobians there. When I have enough hood of youth in Mazobia before we travel, I just want to know from you if you are still communicating with them, if they are still with us fully as they are before.
Yes. The people that you are referring to, the ones you think are here to fight for Biafra within Masoba, I know that some of them are interested in what we are doing, but the leadership of Masoba is not keen on what we are doing. They are working for Nigeria. They are working for Goodluck Jonathan's re-election next year. Are you not aware of that?
Yeah, I believe you, because I have the experience, at least I have this within the time of our game. Then, you know, though I was not a member of Mazobian then, but sometimes I feel that what they are doing then is the reality, and maybe I have the interest, you know, whatever thing they are doing, I used to be following them to know what is on ground, you know, because then they are doing it. It's something that make me confused when during time of when I came visit them there in Okigwe. I went there by myself on my own. I just want to witness what is going on. You understand?
Yes.
You know what is going on there. Then I went there, and the Ohakim came there with his entourage. And I just want to know what they will say and how they welcomed him. Because I know then, during the time of Ohakim is not supporting our Biafra then. And the time he came very late because of the next election, because it's the end of his first term of election. And he came there because of the next election so that they can help him to give him election for next election. You understand? And he came with the many gifts that he gave to them, and they received it, and they said one or two things. Yeah, and their leader, their president went them, and they speak with them, and they are very, very happy. You know, I was very, very scared. I was very, very confused. When I saw that, I was not happy, because I began to imagine that if it is because of money or what, because that kind of a thing, they're not supposed to welcome him. They're not supposed to welcome him, that kind of a thing, because they came. That man came because of the need, their help, because of the election. He have never come there before. He have never talked anything about them before. He just came because of he need help from them. And I believe they give him that help. Despite of we know how they ring that election, they give him that help.
So do you think it's a good thing for somebody who is involved in the liberation of his people? After all, who are you liberating Biafra from? From Nigeria. Therefore, every politician campaigning to serve in Nigeria is technically your enemy. Why are you campaigning for Hakim? Why are you campaigning for somebody? Why are you campaigning for Jonathan? I can't understand it for the life of me. That is why there is a problem. That is why we maintain and we continue what we are saying, that we do not compromise. This is why Biafra hasn't come ever since. People talk about Biafra. After a while, they switch tack and they start doing something else. Some of them being used by the devil to try to do something to ferment things that they cannot handle the fallout of. You will see what will happen very, very soon. I promise you that. Thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Our line has been fixed. Our telephone line is now working. Please, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 13th day of June 2014, all the way from Enugu, the capital city of Biafra land. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Director. It's Chigwezi Iroka from Enugu State. I'm calling from Spain.
From Spain. Which part of Spain are you in, please?
Hello.
Which part of Spain are you in?
My name is Chigwezi.
I know, Chigwezi. Which part of Spain? From Madrid. Go ahead.
In Madrid, yeah. One, I want to congratulate you on the good work you are doing anyway. This is a very nice development that we are, everybody is experiencing from me now. And the way you are speaking out on air, that everybody can hear you now, it's not something that before they will recruit people, tell them like the way Wazuke did. I am very happy with this very way you are doing it now. But another thing is this. I know that this Biafra must come. It has been in my mind that it must come. But who will lead us for it to come? Because we need a strong person. Of how Wazirike came out before, we are the members of Mazob then. What happened in Ladegbo, we were aware. From Ojalava, we were aware. But we didn't know that it will come to this length, that you will be bought over by the federal government. But today, at least on air, the whole world now is calling. We know that we are marching forward. Please, I want to advise those that are calling. If you call, say little thing that you want to say and leave the line, because we don't have much time on the line, so that people can contribute as well. Anything about Nigeria government, they should go on their own. We are talking of Biafra right now. And this, the weapon you are talking about, please, if you have what you can do to secure the Biafra land, which is our land, do it for us. Those at home, may God guide and protect everybody. This, we are marching forward. Thank you so much, Director.
Thank you. Of course, we are marching forward. We are relentless in our pursuit. Those that underestimate what we are doing, they are mad. If you underestimate us, that means you don't quite understand us. We are going to be here until Biafra comes and beyond, if that is the wish and will of Chukwu Abiama. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good morning, Director.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hello,
yes,
Director.
I can hear you. Yes, loud and clear, I can hear you.
Okay, this is Chizoba on the line. I'm calling from Benghazi, Libya.
Chizoba from Benghazi? Chizoba, what can you name about? What are you doing in Libya?
We are doing something anyway.
No, tell me what it is. What are you doing in Libya, Chizoba? Tell me, please.
Director, it's true that Libya is fighting, but I think here is still better than Dazu.
You think so?
Yeah, I think here is far better than Dazu called Nigeria. That's why I'm here. I was in Nigeria about 3 months ago, but I left Nigeria with anger. You understand? So because here, nothing is moving. You know, when you get there, you get frustrated. The whole vision and everything will die up there. So there is no option than to come back to Libya and start from where we continue.
I can't understand a country that is unstable, what you are doing there. I can't, for the life of me, understand it. Can you please try and explain it to me? I don't understand it. I can't. Yes, go ahead. I can't understand what anybody will be doing in Libya. They said Libya is unstable. There are guns all over the place. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. Let us go to the line. I believe there is somebody on the line. This very person on the phone. Can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Ejuku calling from France, Director.
You're in France. I can understand France, but what is somebody from here doing in Libya? In Benghazi, in Libya. Is it not the place that failed before? Yeah?
Yes, Director.
I mean,
yes, Director, yes.
This is frightening.
Yes, Director. You know, there is one thing I understand, and on my own observation, about the system of this world, the world power. You know, this world power, they know what they are doing. Islam coming up everywhere in the whole world, taking up the whole world, is the program of America, France, all these world powers. Because if you look at it, you will see it, that all the countries where they were having a strong government, strong president that was holding these people, firm, that they should not have come out. America, France, Britain, all of all this world power, they have gone there and they overthrew them all. And now that those people are no more there, hell is loose already. Because if you look at what happened in Egypt, when Mubarak was there, Mubarak was holding them not to come up the Islam, but they overthrew him. Gaddafi was holding them, they overthrew Gaddafi and killed him. Saddam Hussein was holding them, they overthrew him and killed him. Now they want to do the same thing to Syria, but Syria president stood against them. And look at all those countries that they destroyed the president that was holding the country in peace. You know, very same. Look at them. No, those countries are no more to be, nowhere to be found again. Iraq. Now look at what is happening again in Iraq. Iraq, the people, those Islamist group that was fighting in that Syria, they have now diverted to Iraq now, and they have conquered Iraq. America is not telling Iraq now that they are not going to send their troops on the ground again, but they are going to help them by air, you know. So you see, and this is nowhere to be found again. Libya is gone because they have destroyed their president, and the Islamic group have come up. That is what they want to do in that suit. If you tell me that America did not know about Haram, I will tell you that you are lying. All these things, they know about it. And they must have hand on it. They have hand on it. What is happening that in Israel with that Islamic? Because look at everywhere in the world, and America is sitting down there. And they are the people who caused all these things. This is not what I wanted to say here, Director, because when I see all these things, it baffles me. I don't know where the world is going.
No.
And if you come to France, you will see that.
Ojukwu, I'm compelled No, I agree with you. Do you know why I agree with you? Can you tell me where ever the Americans have intervened in the Muslim world and they came out and things became normal? Can you tell me?
Nowhere. That is to say, they will go there, they will fix up what they want to fix up. Now, Islam will continue. I don't know what they achieve on it. You know? Look at France will still suffer. You know, in France, they will still suffer. Because of what? Number one, this Qatar people, Qatar is coming in, they are talking into France. They are buying every properties in France, in Paris, everything, the club, everything, they are talking in this Qatar people. France will suffer. Now they have said it's a free place. A country that is a Christian country, now they make it open for the Muslim to take a look at them. So, Director, let us just move ahead. What I'm saying is that I'm concerning our struggle to get our land, because even the gate of hell shall not prevail. We will get our Biafra.
Of course, now.
What I'm trying to say, Director, please, you permit me with some time, a little time, because I have something that I want to share with you and with our brothers and sisters, Biafrans all over the world. And this is where yesterday I was meditating, I'm a Bible, student, I'm a Bible preacher as well. And the Lord showed me in the book of Isaiah, Director, if you have something, you can note it down. That likewise, all the black Biafrans. Book of Isaiah chapter 60, the book of Isaiah chapter 60, if you begin from verse 1 to the end, you will see the new Biafra. When I was reading it, the Lord spoke, he told me, this is the new Biafra. That is the reason why I was calling, is that yesterday when I received it, I tried to call, but it was at the end of the service, the broadcast. Now, what I'm trying to say that concerning the contribution of the money we are talking about for this struggle, for the munitions and the rest, there was a day, I think two or three days ago, a brother called from India suggesting that this money should be shared in a continental otherwise. Now, that idea is very good, but there is something I want to let you know that as well. We are going to start from the beginning first and to contribute to finance this struggle. But there is something I want you to understand, Director. I came to understand. Bible said in the book of Isaiah chapter 61, from verse 6, if you read it in the King James or New King James Version, you will see. He said, the riches of the Gentiles shall I give to you. That is to say, the riches of the Gentiles, even in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, it's already said there as well. Some version will say, the riches of the nations I shall give to you. But I am telling you, that Gentiles money, Director, anywhere you go, you find that money, that please take any money you get. The money belongs to us. If it is in the politics, that place, Director, don't be afraid of it. Take it. Don't be afraid of it. It is your money. It is our money. After all, when Jesus was going to Jerusalem in Matthew chapter 21, from verse 1 to 2, Bible said that when he was about to go to Jerusalem, he sent his disciples to go back to the nearby village and go and get a donkey, that place. If the owner asked them, that he should tell them that it is very important to the Lord. That's why anywhere you see money in that you take it for this struggle. I'm not saying that we should go for armed robbery. But anywhere you get money from that, is it oil money or petrol, anywhere you see them, even seeing tankers on the street, on the road, and you stop them and you will send petrol and we will continue our struggle. Go ahead. Do you know one thing about Muslim, one thing about Islamic people, is that whether it's a good Muslim, people who are good Muslim, whether you like it or not, whether you support what the terrorists are doing or not, the Quran said that they shall sponsor them for jihad. They are sponsoring them, all of them, but yes, they are against what they are doing. They are obliged to do so. Because those parents, when they go to them, they say, hey, we need finance, and you must give it to us. And what they do? Those people, they will give it to them. But they will come out to be criticizing them. But they know that what they are doing is not good. But because the Quran said that they should go and sponsor the jihadists. And they are sponsoring them. So anywhere you will get money directly, that's true. It belongs to us. Just take it. We did not commit abomination.
And we just shall do so.
He said, go and take that donkey there.
We shall do so. We shall do so, my dear brother. And thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. The time now is 8 a.m. in the morning, 8 a.m. of the 13th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. 8 a.m. It is here in Biafra and it is top of the hour wherever you are in the world, and we're welcoming you once again. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We are coming to you all the way from our capital here in Enugu, as our dear brother said, Ojukwu from France. Wherever we see it, we take it, but we pledge not to dabble into anything that will compromise what we are doing. Those of you on Skype, wait. If you are on hold on Skype, stay where you are. If you're online, remain where you are. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, turn your system down, please. This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you clearly.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ogonna.
Ogonna who?
Ogonna Mbredog. Mbredog.
Mbredog. I like that name. Mbredog. Where are you from in Biafra land?
And I'm from Ojiriva, the heartbeat of Enugu State.
Ojiriva. Thank you very much. And where are you calling from?
I'm coming from Jakarta, Indonesia.
Jakarta is in Indonesia, and we have the indigenous people of Biafra in Indonesia under the able coordinatorship of Isaac Keze. I hope you are one of them. Are you one of us in Indonesia?
Sure.
Wonderful. Please go ahead. Go ahead, please. Turn your system down. Go ahead. We are waiting. Hello? Dear Lord. He's new to this. Can you hear me? He's listening via his system.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you turn? You're listening to me. How can I speak to you on the phone? You go back to your system to listen. The speed of sound is 850 miles per hour. If you times it by how many miles or divide it by how many miles you are away from me, that is the time it will take my voice to get to you. First of all, it will go to London, from London to Jakarta in Indonesia. So it takes a bit while. Leave your system with me, please. Speak to me via the phone. The world is waiting and to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Something I want to ask. Director, it's a great pleasure to have this opportunity to speak to you on phone today. There's a question I want to ask. There's something that has been bothering me.
Ask it. Please ask.
As an Igbo man in Nigeria, don't we have the right to hold gun?
No, you don't have the right to hold gun. A Hausa Fulani cattle rider can hold gun, but not you, because the cattle belongs to somebody in the north. Because they control the army and the police. You cannot. How many times have you been to a police station around here and you've seen a Hausa person arrested? I ask you, go to every police station all round Biafra land. You will not see one single Hausa person in the cell. Not one.
But this is surprising. This is surprising, Director. It's surprising. Because I can see those outside, those Fulani people. They are gone. The AK-47, only. But even if with my gun, which covers the note from SAS, cannot carry it openly.
No, you cannot. If you carry it, you'll be arrested. You can't carry a gun. But Hausa Fulani people can.
In my village, you know those people, those local people that manufactured gun?
Yes.
They came to my village and arrested them. They buried them, they called them, they said they have a manufacturing arms company.
It's very sad. Instead of them to help them to, you see, that is the thing about black people. You know, we are black, so we can't reason properly sometimes. Instead of them to invest money in them and get them to be manufacturing the weapons which the security forces will use, thereby creating employment, they prefer to import it. That is the mentality of a black person from Africa. That is why Africa is poor. That is why we inform the world. That is why we educate, we enlighten our people that this manner of hopelessness, mental debilitating slavery can no longer be tolerated. Hausa person can carry gun, yes? Hausa cattle rider can carry gun, yes? But I cannot carry gun to defend myself. They can bring their cattle into our land, graze our land, rape our mothers and go away scot-free. If you report them to the police will not come. This is what we are letting the world know. Not that we are looking for Biafra for the sake of it or looking for trouble. They are here with guns and ammunition. The reason why you are not hearing about it is because the Hausa Fulani people and the cowardly Yoruba occupy all the media. Most of you do not know that over half of Yoruba people are Muslims. Over half Yoruba newspaper editors are Muslims, if not all of them. It is in their interest that Muslim agenda is propagated. Therefore, when they are killing your mothers in the village, killing your fathers, raping your mothers, raping your sisters, nobody will write about it. And if you don't hear about it, how can you know? Do you see why we have Radio Biafra?
Okay. My brother, do you know in the northeast, every single Hausa man, they have gone. I'm surprised. You know, as an Igbo man, you know, it's bothering me because if anything happened between us and the Zoo people there in Nigeria, I don't know how I'm going to prepare to match them. Because They have access to God, but we don't have. They deprive us from having God. But now they don't have God. It is something that bothers me a lot. I don't know. No, because to fight people specifically, I'm not happy in a Nigerian. I'm not even happy the way things are happening. Even if me to drive from Achi to Enugu, with my gun and cover note, do you know that, they caught me one day, the police, if I carry, I showed them my cover note, and say that is not their problem. But, they collected some money from me.
Of course, no.
I called my friend, a SAT officer, called him, and he asked me to give the phone to the officer in charge. And I was a man, and I was such a very young man. The SAT boss was talking to him. He shot on the SAT boss and said, "Oh, guy, this is not my problem. I called this guy with gun." The SAT now asked me, "Did I show him the problem?" I said, "Yes." The SAT now asked me to settle him.
Oh, dear Lord. Dear Lord.
I can't sleep because of it.
My brother, that is why I'm laughing. I'm not laughing at anything. It's just the stupidity and hopelessness of it all. Is a how is that person now speaking to an Igbo person anyhow? Of course, it's normal. It's allowed. It's allowed. It's allowed. It's allowed. Isn't it? Very, very sad. Extremely sad. Thank you, my dear brother. That is what we experience here. We have callers on Skype. We have the first person on Skype. And please stay where you are. The caller on Skype, the very first one, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They are here though, but they are not doing anything. They are not responding. They are not responding at all. They are not responding at all, at all, at all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Damodi Carlos.
Good morning.
Sir, this is Oluchukwu Ume calling from Switzerland.
Yes, Ume from Switzerland. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was not listening to the news. I'm on my working place, and we have break, and I know that the radio must be on. I just want to call to congratulate what you people are doing, and I really thank you. And I also want to use this opportunity to say that attending the satellite, Radio Biafra satellite, the information I've sent it direct to the Radio Biafra number. This one that I'm using to call now, so you can confirm it. And every information about the money is inside the SMS.
Okay, wonderful. We shall take that. So we are going to install satellite in your village. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Wonderful.
We enable also so my king's people to listen to Radio Biafra.
Of course, that is the best thing to do.
Yeah, the contact of my senior brother number is inside. His name is Joseph Andy,
We'll contact him. You have done the right thing, which is what we expect everybody to do. Your village, your brother, your sister, your uncles, your aunts, they must receive Radio Biafra via satellite. Because when we go into the proper offensive stage of what we are doing, which is now and very imminent, we are told not to speak about our operational details anymore on the air, and we accept that. But sometimes it appears as if we're not doing anything. We can't tell you what we are doing anymore. They said we can't tell you. But we are making it known to everybody that once we commence our action, that you begin to hear it from other sources, they will seek to destroy our infrastructure. That is why satellite is very, very good. They cannot climb to the moon to destroy it. Our satellite is in outer space. The platform we are using is in outer space. Very, very important that everybody is on satellite. We have our reasons for saying it. You must be on satellite here, because we are going to show the pictures of what is happening to the whole world. You must place your family on satellite. Very, very important. We are making it very clear and known to everybody. Thank you very much, my dear brother. We shall check on the details that you sent over to us. This is Radio Biafra. We are Yes, go ahead. Do you have anything else to say?
No, there is nothing I want to say. I just want to encourage all the Biafrans in the whole world to keep on in this movement because Biafra is our, and the Chukwu Abiyama will give us Biafra because this is our right.
Isa, thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype? Hello? Yes, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, but I can hear you. Oh, dear Lord, God in heaven. I don't know these people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, please.
Please go ahead, your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Dubai.
From Dubai, what is your name?
My name is John Stanley Chinedu.
John Stanley Chinedu. Go ahead, please, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, I heard about this movement a few days ago through a friend here in Dubai. Some years back when I was in Nigeria, you know, I was a member of the Mazov. And then I traveled maybe 5 years ago. So when I heard the information, my friend gave me the software to download. So I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And I'm saying a big thanks to you guys. You keep it up. And I would like to contribute or should I call it a suggestion? Hello?
Go ahead. The world is listening. Please go ahead. We are listening. If anything is wrong, I will tell you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My suggestion is this. When the rain will start to fall, you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
I would like that every part of the zoo to feel the rain.
Yes.
Not like the one that happened 1967, no. Every part of the zoo country to feel the rain. So that is my contribution. And by his grace, when I was in Nigeria, I was part of the security department in Mazob. So, but when I came here, then I heard the information what is going on in Mazob. So when I heard about this new movement, and what they are doing is very, very professional and clear. So I decided to switch on here. And I don't know if we have any coordinator here in Dubai.
We do have our people in Dubai. Are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, sir.
Yeah, if you go to Facebook, you type in Biafrans in Dubai. Is Dubai part of UAE? I think it is. Yeah. It's UAE, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, or you type in Biafrans in UAE. You will see us on Facebook. You join us there. Very simple. All the details you need, you can get from there. Meetings and everything, it is there. Biafrans in UAE or Biafrans in Dubai. Any of the two. Type it in, okay. We are there.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have callers on the line. We have somebody on Skype, only if they can speak. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Turn your system down, please, I beg you. Turn your system down and speak to me via Skype. Are you listening to me? Oh, dear Lord. I don't know, why can't our people listen to simple instruction, for goodness sake? Very simple instruction, turn your system down, speak to me via Skype. Why is that difficult? Why?
Hello?
Your name and where you are, please.
I don't know. Why can't everyone listen to
simple instructions? Oh, my dear Lord. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me.
Hello?
The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Everybody we are taking on Skype today, maybe they're new. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? Amazing, isn't it?
Hello?
The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Can you hear?
Turn your system down, you know the routine.
Hello?
When you call Radio Biafra, you turn your system down. Stop waiting to hear my voice via your system before you respond. What is wrong with our people? Simple instruction. No wonder we lost the war. Simple instruction. When you call, turn your system down. What is difficult to understand about that? No wonder we are scattered all over the world like a bunch of sheep, not even cattle. We can't listen to simple instruction. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Not the person on Skype. I'm fighting for Malaysia.
Please go ahead. Your full name. Your full name, please. What is your name? Your full name.
Okay, Tuku Nandi from Malaysia.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Put me on here now.
Are you sure our Kwandi Bumundika Kwandia Ibibi or Kwande Inha? Who gave birth to some of these people? Huh? You called Radio Biafra, we said Radio Biafra, you go ahead and say you're asking us to put you on air. Hey. The damage that Hausa people has done to us. Damage. Proper damage. No wonder we are like this. No wonder you have Rocha Sokorocha sponsoring a radio station answering Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good morning.
Turn your system down, please. Turn it down. Have you turned it down? The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Those of them calling us on Skype are either juveniles or they cannot reason properly. They can't reason
Hello.
Properly. Yes, go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, if I Obolodema Ilechiku calling from Charlie, United Kingdom, from Oba in Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling to say hello to you and to chip in a little bit to what we are struggling for. Actually, it's very sad that the cattle raid that invading our town in Enugu is not funny any longer. And yeah, what you said about, somebody said about the sharing of the money in state or in continent, I think that's very, very okay. Because now, I go around where I go now, where I go. And another thing is that we have to strike either bank or all these shells because we need money. You know, this thing, everybody is feeling reluctant about it and it's not funny. You know, we need money to equip ourselves, you know, for things to come. You know, so I'm suggesting anyhow we get money. I don't know, but anyhow, I think that will do. If we can operate in any way and get money and strike what we are targeting for, I think that will be our refuge for the struggling. So that's a little thing I have to chip in this early morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. So, my dear brother, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
So, do you think that it is morally right for people to sit down and fold their arms whilst we go out and hit banks? When we hit the banks, we get the money, we get people's freedom, and then they board the plane and come back. Do you think that is morally correct?
No, well, it's individual difference.
No. I asked you a simple question. Do you think it is morally right for people to sit all over the world, fold their arms, people come back here, risk their lives, sacrifice everything, and also have to go and rob a bank to get freedom, and then others will board the plane and come back? Do you think that is right? It's a simple question.
Well, it's not right.
It's not right. So if Biafra comes and we stop such people from coming in, do you think we'll be justified?
Yeah, I think no.
So you think that, yes, and I want to know, I find this thing very, very fascinating. So you think that we should allow everybody to come back, but even those that could have contributed towards the struggle but refused to do so, yes?
Well, all these things, I don't know, but it's not that contribution is not good. Yeah, after all, I'm going to Manchester now to meet the coordinator, and we have a know how the meeting will go. But I'm just thinking, many of us, we are just less concerned. Do you believe that people that bought the polo, the t-shirt we wear on parties, many of them, they have not paid? Up to now. And I'm going to see them. Some of them, they are my friends. I forced them to come to that rally, and they came, and they pick up Follows t-shirt. Up to now, they have not paid. And I told them that somehow it's not much, but you guys must pay. I'm going to meet them in Manchester today as well. So, just to see how our people behave.
I know. So, the issue is, going back to what we were discussing, I understand that it is in our nature. Some of us are like that. It's understandable. But I also remember those that contribute all the time. I remember those people as well. So we are not all bad. There are very many good ones amongst us. I know that for sure. But what I'm asking is this. Do you think it is right for us to go and steal money and then make Biafra possible? You said no. Now, those of them who could have contributed, all those lawyers, pharmacists, accountants who are abroad, I'm not talking about those struggling, those that just came who are struggling to find their feet. I understand that. Are you telling me that we should also allow those people to come in when Biafra is gotten from sacrifice and sweat and risk even way beyond what should normally be taken? I'm asking you.
Man, believe me, I don't know what to say about it because the question is hard for me to answer.
Yeah, no, I'm asking you. It's a question for you. I'm asking you is to allow our people to see. Do you know the only part of Africa that is developed?
Sorry, can you say that again, please?
Do you know the only part of Africa that is developed?
I think South Africa, isn't it?
And who we are controlling South Africa before the blacks came in?
I think white people, Britain.
Thank you very much. And in all those places, you are in a country that is developed. Before you get to Manchester today, how many charity shops do you think you will cross on the road?
There are many.
By charity, we mean not the name of a girl. Charity means people bringing out their money to support things that may not even benefit them. Is that correct?
I know. Yes.
Will you also agree with me that in that place where you are, in days gone by, wealthy people will build hospitals and ask people to go there to go and be treated for free? Is that correct or not?
You are correct. Even McDonald's did it.
Even McDonald's did it, yes? Now, do you understand why God blessed these people? Can people now understand the reason why? Do you know why God blessed them?
Yeah.
Because you think about other people who are unfortunate. You think about those who are less privileged than you are. That is what makes you human.
Yeah.
That is what calls down the mercy of God upon a people. That is what we are doing. I am comfortable. Everybody here fighting with us on the ground came from abroad. They are comfortable, but they are here having sacrificed everything in order to serve their country. The reason why black people sometimes do not develop is because they do not understand charitable work. They don't understand how to get together and be able to fight for something. It may sound as a shock to people. Only 20,000 white people conquered the whole of Africa. Only 20,000. The army they used to conquer Nigeria, Frederick Lugard raised the army in Ghana. It's called the West Africa Frontier Force. He used Ghanaian people to come here to conquer us. Do you understand? Is because us black people, we do not. You see this thing they call reason. The ability to think way and over and beyond that very subject you're looking at.
Yeah.
It is not common. It's not easy. It is not easy at all. For any Biafran who is living abroad to appreciate that there is something good going to come out of me being free and having my own country. Some of them find it difficult to grasp. But instead, you are in a country where your child will get up in the morning to go to school and they say, oh, daddy, they called me a black monkey. They insulted me. You don't know if your child is doing well in school or not. For instance, if your child goes to school abroad and the teacher says, oh, this child will be make a very good chef, a very good cook. Because the teacher telling that child this very thing is a white person, you will not believe them. You don't know if they're doing it because they like your child naturally, or if they're doing it because they see you as a black person, they want you to go to the kitchen and be cooking. Is that correct or not?
Yeah, you're correct.
Very simple. What we are telling our, go and tell this book with our t-shirts to go and even pay more than that. We need funds here to buy guns and ammunition. And there is a historical precedent. That was how Israel fought for their freedom. Israelis abroad,
yeah.
Israelis, Jews all over the world, especially in America, contributed money to go and try and save their country, their homeland, Israel, in Palestine in those days. That is what we expect everybody to do. Thank you very much and safe journey to Manchester.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on the line on Skype?
Yeah, then I'm here.
Yes, my dear brother, please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Atiwo Tedonsewozo. I'm indigenous of the Ife kindred in Ufode Ihe, autonomous community in Isi Alangwa, Biafra.
Thank you very
much. I am calling from Jakarta, Indonesia. I have too many things to say, Denmandi. Somebody called from Malaysia, that he is prophetical something. If you can listen to that guy's voice very clearly and very well, you will understand that that guy is a Yoruba person. So, and I want to suggest some things that our people, our well-to-do, our die-hard Biafrans should constitute a kind of observatory committee or panel that will be listening to this radio, this our radio all the time, to fish out the voices of the real Biafran. Because if you know and understand the intonation of any Igbo man or even a Jolefic man and a Yoruba man, you will know the difference. Or even an Hausa man. The English, the way of their speech must not be the same. That is one. Secondly, the guy that called from Jakarta here, that is from Odi River, I could not get his name very well. Please, I want to appeal to him, if he's still listening, that he should drop us his telephone number in our Biafran group in Facebook, or he should call back online and drop us his contact, because I don't really believe him to be one of us. Because I have called Isaac Hazen now, and I have called Tikwemeka Sunama to confirm if we have anybody from Ojiriva who is our member here in Jakarta, but they did not find out where he's coming from. So if that guy is really listening to me, please, I want to appeal to you. Kindly let us have your contact, because we still need you. And the issue of fundraising, we will not go to break banks. We are holy people, and we will fight this war in the best way we can, and not by breaking banks. We need this money, but it will not come by breaking banks. I have said this thing earlier. People in the strategic countries like United Kingdom, USA, where there is law, where there is human rights, they can arrange for a fundraising. They can arrange for a kind of launching for Biafra, because I believe that it can be done there. I am not in the UK. I am not in the Western cities. I'm here in Asia, where everything is being dominated by the Muslims. And if I was opportune to be there, if I had to be there because of it, I would simply move for the motion for our people to arrange a fundraising ceremony. Because Yorubas does it. They do it in London, they do it in the USA. Hausas also do something like that. So Biafrans doing it will not stop any, will not stop the sun from moving. So my people should stop issues of advising for or advocating for our people to go chiefly. It is not the way to bring back Biafra. We will not get Biafra by going to chief from banks. It will not help us. I have been saying this, that we need to organize issues that will help us to move ahead, not bringing back issues that will not help us, discussing issues that are not relevant. Please, my people, listen good. It will help us. And for people who are calling, please, gentlemen, I want to advise you. You should be able to understand people who are inclined with this, our radio and Skype and phone call from the time you have been operating this radio till now. Sometimes you don't give yourself headache because of these people. If you find out that the person is not a serious caller, please abort his call and talk to people who are ready to make good contributions. This is my own area of observations and contributions. Thank you so much for granting me the opportunity to speak to my people, and God bless you. God bless everybody in the studio with you, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Are you talking to me, Mr. Namdi?
I'm talking to you, yes. Your name and where you are.
Thank you, sir. I'm here in Germany, Munich. What I want to say...
What is your name? What is your name?
My name is Wadiegu Mado.
Wadiegu.
From Enugu, Ogu.
Ogu.
Mbudi. Yeah, from Mbudi, Ogu.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
People are calling from Skype. They were not new. I know them. I know some of them because I went to a place yesterday. There are some Yoruba boys stored their Skype name with Igbo name and calling Radio Biafra to distract them. So I saw this thing because they don't. Some of them don't know that I'm from this region. They think that I'm a Yoruba. So when I saw this thing and I see what is happening now, they know what they are doing. They are not new. This is only the information that I want to give you for now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Of course, they are cowards. Yoruba and cowardice, they go together. Yoruba and conspiracy, they go. Why can't they come out in the open and challenge what we are doing? Why are you hiding, playing silly games? Are you people not ashamed of yourselves to be playing all these silly games? Come out in the open, Yoruba. The caller on the phone, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Franklin Oluchukwu.
You are not Yoruba answering an Igbo name, are you?
What?
Are you Yoruba answering an Igbo name? Better. Better. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Oluchukwu Nekem. I'm calling from Denmark.
Thank you. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down. Turn your system down, if you may, please. So we can hear you very well.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I was very happy to get you online today.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I was very, very happy because I was trying to get this line, but I couldn't get it. So I appreciate everything you people are doing. I really do appreciate, and I have all my support to support the struggle. That's my what I have to say. Thank you very much, and keep it on.
Of course.
Thank you all, guys.
Thank you.
What you guys are doing. Yeah.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. They said Yoruba people are calling us pretending to be, at least they're pretending to be us. That goes to show you. They pretend to be us. That means we are forcing them to be Biafran before they can even talk to us. It's a very good thing now. Is that a bad thing? It is not a bad thing at all. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct. We are at our studios and there are too many calls, and because of that our line seems to be jamming. Too many calls trying to squeeze through at the same time. We have a caller on Skype, is that correct? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Is that the Yoruba people they're talking about? This one is Prince Bernard. Bernard, are you a Yoruba man? Possibly a Yoruba man, the Yoruba coward.
Hello?
Trying to speak on. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Is a Yoruba man. They are cowards. Your Hello. Name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is Livingstone Chukwudi Saka.
Abatete Idemili. I'm calling from Moscow.
From Moscow. Abatete is where the deputy director Uchemefor comes from. Please go ahead.
Director Omo Imra before. The number I'm sequencing getting for is the because I want to be paying my tax anyway. It's not too late anyway because every ending of the month I want to pay my tax in Biafra land. But the number I'm sequencing them, I don't receive any message.
I don't know what happened because it was sent. Your number ends in 1055. Is that correct?
Yes, 1055. Okay, let me give you another number. You will send. I don't know whether this one.
Go
let
ahead.
Me give you another number.
Go ahead.
+7 +7 9.
Yes.
26.
Yes.
26 50 461. Listen. +7 9 26 26 50 461. +7 9 26 26 50 461.
We have it. We have it. Thank you very much.
Yep.
We have
yep.
it.
Mm-hmm. Again. I have to send them maybe anytime you want because every end of month, as I say, I will pay my cash in Biafra land. Again, no more zone. There's another thing I want to say, Director.
Yes.
Some people, our Biafra people have not yet understand when you are telling them that God called you to lead this thing. He said something one day that he lost the first war because of sins. Yesterday, I was listening to Radio Biafra from London. I have a message. They told me to ask, do we have people, they call prayer warriors? Me, I can volunteer to be sponsoring. If people can join us, we need to have what they call prayer warriors. Their work is to be praying 24 hours. If the trip got up, they continue praying for Biafra. Fasting and prayer, we will be paying for them. I will be among the who will support on it. If my Biafra people over the world will support it, it's very good. Because without God, we can do nothing. Thank God we know about it. We need these prayer warriors, people that will be praying for us. Their work is to be praying. Both we are going to the war, or anything you are doing, your work is to be praying. You will see how God will expose it. And when they listened to this message, they told me, people can get 12 tribes of Israel. If you can get 12 people, I can guarantee you that I will sponsor 2 people. But if my people over the world for other 10, it's good. We know how much they will be paying them every month. We need to do this. Is very important. This message comes from heaven. This message, because I was putting Biafra in prayer seriously. We need 12 people that all their work is doing. They're doing praying and fasting for Biafra. We'll pay them. We don't worry. We'll pay them well. We need 12 people to pray. It's urgent. Their work is to be praying for Biafra. Then again, this one is my suggestion. This message is not from. This one is called for heaven. It's my position. If you can tell all of us, Biafra is all over the world, every ending of Friday, every ending of month, last Friday of every ending of month, let us do fasting and prayer. All the Biafra. As we can organize us to do memorial service all over the world, if we Biafra, every ending last Friday of every ending of month, let us do fasting and prayer. We will see what God can do for us. You will see how God will expose this people. You see how God will make us to take over the zone. And they are telling me that we will be surprised. After destroying the Nigeria, the Assad, we will take position. You see that land, Assad land, therefore we take it. Everyone will be that land. There will be no more. We will be surprised and tell you this if we can do this thing. If you know how God told Israel to go and fight, and they are fighting, defeating their people, God tells them, take position. Any land, take the position immediately. So, I'm telling you this, if we can get 12 people, please, it's very, very urgent. It's very, very urgent. Every month, I volunteer, I can be sending $200. For if my people can support, then if my people didn't support, then I can sponsor for two people. Because I cannot have enough money to sponsor two people. But it is very important to have 12 people. It's very, very important. It's very, very important, Director. I don't know if it is you that sent me a message now. I receive one
Yes, it has come through to you. Yes, it was sent to you, yes.
Yes, I see it. Name, Lita Abi.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay, yes. Okay, I receive this one now. So, by towards end of month, I will send my site in this case, and I will let you know.
No problem.
So, this one I'm saying, is apart from the site, we need 12 people, Director, please.
We have some of them all over the world. My dear brother, we have our sisters and we have our brothers who are into the ministry. Some of them are nuns. They are Catholic sisters and they are praying. They are all over the world. Some are in the USA. Some are in Europe. They are praying 24 hours a day. When they kneel down to say Hail Mary, she's there praying about Biafra every blessed day. And I'm in touch with some of them. We need to convert them.
Okay,
we need to make sure that there are 12 of them praying for Biafra. If you kneel down and they say, now pray silently, all we want you to do is to pray for our country, Biafra. That's all.
Okay. You know, end of month or so, I will send something for them. I'm very happy. This is what we need now. This one is my suggestion. Every ending of month, last Friday of any of month, if all Biafra can do fasting, it's good. Because it's God that is leading us. It's good. It's very, very good. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless everyone, both the barrister and co. And something is worrying me because I'm not allowed to see. I don't know. They say Fulani people invade Enugu, Ezeagu. Very mad. I don't know if they take that place.
They are there now.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Let it be as you have said. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. They are Yoruba people. They are cowards. They are cowards. They are Yoruba people. They cannot speak. They are cowards. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they can't. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, good afternoon from Pakistan.
And good morning from the blessed land called Biafra.
Yeah, this is Chukwugazi, located in Dembele.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you very much for everything you are doing. And I appreciate your recognition of we people in Pakistan here, though it is not easy for us.
But I know God, it is not. I know it is not. You guys are doing very well. I know it is not easy. Go ahead.
So I pray that we keep on trying because this new second phase of our movement, you know, it's very, very necessary. And I've been talking to every of my brothers here because we need to come up with a tangible thing this time around. So, and I believe God will help us. And Director, I have some brother who want to talk to you here. He came from a city in Lahore because I want him also to preach about Biafra in the other city. So he was in our city, so I was explaining to him. I said, let me call you so he can talk to you.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Hello, good afternoon, Director.
Good morning from your country, Biafra.
Good morning from good people of Biafra. And I must first of all thank you for all the efforts you've been making to make Biafra a reality.
Thank you.
And I want to say we are having a little problem, based on the environment we find ourselves like this But I want to ask maybe a question, like, what do you think people like the country where we are staying, what do you think is going to be their reaction towards, I mean, the government, friendly government with Nigeria, if they find out that this is a movement you're doing or planning to do concerning Biafra, what do you think is going to be their reaction?
Their reaction will be maybe to bribe some of you to come what we are doing. Now, you asked me a question and I'm trying to answer you. That is, their reaction is and will be nothing. There is nothing they can do about it. It depends if you have broken any laws in Pakistan, which we have not broken. I saw what people did on the 30th of May.
Yes.
You did not break any laws. You went and did your own thing. Nobody touched you. Pakistan themselves, we are Pakistan, not under British rule, under British Indian Empire, and they carved out Pakistan out of India. Is that not correct?
Yes.
Is Pakistan not supporting Kashmir to be free from Indian rule? Is that not correct? Are you telling me are they trying to tell me that Pakistan and Pakistanis do not understand the word freedom? They do,
they
don't
do
they?
Understand the
exactly.
They do understand
the same thing applies here, my dear brother. Because freedom is freedom regardless of the language or color. Okay?
But when it comes to friendly countries with Nigeria,
it has no meaning. It doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. It does not apply.
Because
South Africa had friendly countries. Sorry?
The UK.
Yes.
The report I got from people who celebrated on the 30th in UK that the Nigerian ambassador in UK organized the police to scuttle the celebration. I don't know whether
did they succeed? My dear brother, don't listen to side talk. Anything you hear from Radio Biafra is correct. Did we report that we had any problem anywhere in the world on the 30th of May? The answer is no.
No, you did not.
Exactly. So I don't know why our people always want to dwell or try to find reason not to participate. Hang on a second, please, my dear brother. Has Nigeria always existed? The answer is no. Nigeria was gotten out of the British. Is that correct? Nigeria became independent from Britain. So if you're saying that Biafra should not be independent from Nigeria, why did Nigeria become independent from Britain then? It's independence. Independence is independence. Freedom is freedom in any language all over the world. Our people shouldn't be afraid.
Yes.
Do you know the reason why?
Yes.
If you show them that you are afraid, if we are afraid of them in London, the ambassador in London will now tell the one in Karachi, or wherever it is, and say, do the same thing. They are afraid. Do you know that the fourth Boko Haram, they couldn't win? They are going to negotiate with them. We are trying to force our enemies to come to their senses that Biafra must exist. Not by begging.
What's the true position of what happened on the 30th in the UK? What's the true picture?
Is that in the UK, we are going to address the British Parliament. That is the true picture. Out of that very rally we had, we are going to go into British Parliament to address them. That is how things are done. Who is Nigerian ambassador? Who is the idiot that will stop us from marching in the UK? Who is the person that will stop us?
I appreciate the fact that you said we are going to address the Parliament. If we are going to go to that in that direction, I will so much appreciate that.
We are going. I'm telling you now that we are going in that direction.
Yes, people somewhere, they are doing something. That is, if we'll be able to address the Parliament, it will be very much appreciated.
Yes, we are going to do so. We are going to do so. Okay?
Yes, I must thank you for your great endeavor.
Thank you very much. And I thank you too.
Okay, so talk to this, my brother. We are really happy to be talking to you right now.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, director.
My brother.
Yeah, thank you very much. You see, now it's good because this is one of the questions they will be asking. And you know, it's very, very all difficult for our people to be convinced. Because the most problem we're having here is people doesn't want to listen. Because if they are listening, they will be asking a question and they will be, their question will be answered correctly. You see, like this brother now who asked this question and you explained to him. And I believe he will also continue to preach the gospel about Biafra.
Of course.
When he go back to his own state. Thank you very much, Director. Keep up the good job.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you. Yeah. And you too. God bless you too. We've had this caller on the phone, and I thank them for their patience. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra morning broadcast of the 13th of June, 2014. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Ago Ndukwe.
Ndukwe, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Agrabah, calling from London.
Yes.
I commend you guys. Yeah, I commend you guys for your good work. Back home in Biafra land, we are supporting you guys in any way. We that have not come home, you know, financially, we must support because it's our homeland. We take it back from the house of Fulani, our area.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So, we must get our land back from the house of Fulani. We heard that they are in our homeland.
Hello? Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. We are listening. Just continue saying what you're saying. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. So, we heard that they are here in our homeland in many ways. So, we must contribute in any way to make sure that we stop them coming down to our country, Biafra, because Biafra belongs to us. They cannot kill us back up there in their land. You know, Nigeria is their land and Biafra is our own land. So we must stop them. We really commend you guys and we advise all Biafra all over the world to listen properly and know that this thing has gotten out of hand. That these people have been killing us right from the baby and now they are still killing us. And our people are so dumb that they cannot hear. And they listen and they contribute and do whatever they are asked to do. So I have taken the number. Yeah, I have taken the account, so we try to reach all the Jaffas, all the Jaffas around us, because some of us we are still doubting. Some of them are still doubting, but we make sure we convince. Though nobody needs to be convinced, because if you're a Biafra, you're a Biafra. You know what is on your head. You know what we are pursuing. You know the meaning of Biafra. So everybody must contribute and support Biafra. Thank you, Director Mandy.
Thank you.
God bless you. Chukwuma now will continue to cover you and protect you. And those people that volunteer themselves, we keep protecting and make sure that Chukwuma, we protect them. God bless you. Thank you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Do we have a caller on the Skype?
Yeah, hello?
Your name and where you are. Please turn your system down. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Is that the Yoruba people? They are cowards now, Yoruba people. Cowards that they are. Cowards. Why can't you stand and fight? Why are you running? No wonder women came from Dahomey to invade your land. Do you know that, Yoruba people? Women, an army of women descended on Yoruba land from Dahomey. And they marched all the way to Abeokuta. Women. I can't fight Yoruba people. I can't. I will look for something less than a human being to fight. Because they are cowards. You call on Radio Biafra and you're behaving like a fool. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. A bunch of Yoruba idiots are busy wasting their time and not ours. Go ahead.
Yes, Director. My name is Oliver Nwoja. I'm calling from London.
Thank you.
This man calling from, I don't know, India or wherever.
Pakistan.
That is the
Pakistan.
Reason why I'm calling. He's telling us about what happened in London. I was in Trafalgar Square in London on the morning of 30th of May. And we demonstrated from morning to night. There was no police. Nobody harassed anybody in London at all. We had ambulance coming around asking us if we had any problems. We had everybody coming to take photographs. People demonstrated, both whites and blacks, everybody that came around, they wanted to hear what the message was. No problem. What want to support what we are doing, you support full-heartedly. Stop looking back, front. Why are people so much afraid of all this thing, trying to get one information or the other? If you believe in something, you believe in it, and you pursue to the end. Let them stop all this. You go to the internet, you get fake news, you begin to ask questions. Those are stupidity. If you believe in Biafra, you believe in Biafra, you stand firm. Okay? So there's no need listening. There are so many people on the side speaking all kinds of rubbish and writing. You don't have the time to look at all those people. If anybody believes in Biafra, they believe in Biafra. So that's why I'm calling. There was no problem whatsoever in London. Let him go and check the photographs some of us posted on the internet. There was no problem whatsoever. We go anywhere. Wherever you are, it is your right. Nobody is against freedom in this world. The Pakistani he's talking about, they fought for their own freedom, just like you told him. And they know what is happening in that country. They are still fighting for more freedom. The British government, they are sorry for what they did in the past. And they are ashamed of themselves. That's why they don't want to come out in the open. They are too big-headed to say sorry to Biafrans. I do not think they will ever in their life interfere with people trying to fight for their freedom again.
Exactly.
Because when we get our death, we're going to sue them.
Of course, now they know that very well.
We're not going to leave them. So anybody who is for Biafra should stand firm, do whatever you can, whatever is required of you. You try your own best and make sure you support the movement. That's what I'm calling. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. I support you in total. 100% I support you. We have another caller as well. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra AM transmission from Biafra land.
Good morning.
From London. Your voice is a bit croaky. Were you in choir practice yesterday?
not really.
No, you sound very, very deep. Please, can you clear your throat and you continue? Because I can't hear you very well, I'm telling you. The line is clear.
All right. I think the line is all right now, yeah?
Yes, it's a bit better now. Yes, go ahead.
All right. I thank you very much for all the good job you're doing. But at the same time, I would like to comment on our people at the moment. I think the most important issue we should be talking right now is how to raise the fund we're talking about. It's about $8 million in funds. These are the most important things we should be talking right now. Not to talk about all the different things I talk about. Very, very relevant to this movement. There was a guy that called yesterday in the evening from Malaysia, and then another guy called from LA. They made a suggestion, and then I think the guy that called from Malaysia, I buy his idea. And the guy that called from LA, he said, things like that people should do contributions on their own. That idea, I do not actually buy the idea, because what I believe, there's an adage in Igbo language that says that and that this goes to, if we say that everyone should contribute money on his or her own, believe in me, okay, can you believe that Okafo is doing it? And Okafo will believe that Okafo is doing it. At the end of the day, we'll end up with nothing. If normal contribution we are doing, like tithe we are doing, that one is good and it's well justified. But when it comes to this very project we have at the moment, it's very, very essential. We must make a way, we must tax ourselves. share his idea. If we can get all the, I was done with the names, what would need now numbers? The pure core Biafrans, those that come to the meeting, will get the numbers from all the countries who have been. The numbers of them would look how many people are really core Biafrans. The more people we have, the easier it becomes. Then these numbers goes to COC, it goes down to you. I'm not saying that those from Ivory Coast will pay the same with those from Germany. No, you split this based on every country. We split it, and everyone will know this is my tax, and we take it from there. If we keep waiting for people to do it on their own, believe me, nothing's going to happen. Director, I thank you very much, and this is all I have to say at the moment. I'm not a regular caller, I'm filling up.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. I was hoping to speak to the very eminent barrister this morning. That would have made my day. But the Skype is playing up. I would ask barrister to please come through on the main line itself. For barrister to come through the studio line itself. And that very number is +234 8100904599. +234 8100904599. Because we have come to the end of our program, but if I can be able to get hold of the barrister, I shall place him before the whole world. His voice, at least, that would, as I said earlier, make my day. This is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you for joining us. We thank you for what you have done and continue to do for your country, Biafra, all your support, all your endeavors, everything that you have done, that this name may come forth to the glory of Chukwuebiama and no other. That is why we urge you to join us again 7 p.m. this evening. I will anchor the program from here myself. I do not have any immediate pressing meeting this afternoon that will preclude me from presenting Radio Biafra this evening. So I'll be here live once again, 7 p.m. The work you asked us to do is what we are doing. That is why this Biafra we talk about all the time, with all the praise and adoration we give to the Almighty God, Chukwuebiama. This Biafra is our religion. On this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwuebiama is God. He will guide, protect, nurture, and sustain each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much.